James, thank you very much for spending the time talking to us today here at Cool AM. Before we look ahead to the weekend action involving Quins, when we go back to the return of the Premiership, let's turn the clock back and go back to last Friday evening's game at the Stoop. And it was an interesting LV battle, wasn't it, against Newport Gwent Dragons. It was a disappointing first half, to be fair to say. But whatever happened in the second half, it was a fantastic turnaround and also a couple of tries from yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a bit of a strange evening, to say the least. It's very similar to the weekend before against Saracens, a pretty poor first half, but outstanding second half, great reaction after, you know, curling off at half-time, and we really showed what we were about. And to pick up two tries myself was awesome, and first senior try, so yeah, really happy with the second half performance, really.
Yeah, what do you think went wrong in the first half?
It's hard to put a finger on it, really. It just wasn't us, it just wasn't Quins, you know, we weren't getting around the corner offloading, we couldn't keep hold of the ball, we were getting turned over. Newport Gwent Dragons had a really strong first half, had a good team out. You know, I think maybe slightly bit complacent after the first 5 minutes when we, you know, we looked awesome. We were thinking, right, we've scored here. We're going to keep going and going. Maybe that's a mental switch off, perhaps. But it was just one of those things. It just went from bad to worse in the first half. Got in at half time and reacted to what was said and showed what we're all about in the second half.
Yeah, as I say, it was all about a reaction, wasn't it, James, in that second 40 minutes, definitely. And as always, you boys came out on top again, which was really good to hear.
Yeah, like we said it a few times, the reaction at half-time was outstanding. We put what we're about on the pitch. And to get the win after a really, really poor first half and, you know, like a 10, 12-point deficit was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it was vital that you actually won that game, wasn't it, really? Because Exeter picking up points as well over the weekend, so it was crucial, wasn't it, to get that first victory?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want something to play for come January or February or whenever the next rounds are. We want to be in the competition, we want to win the competition. And we didn't start how we wanted to against Saracens, we had another chance to give it a crack. And it was pretty much knockout rugby with the game against the Gwent Dragons. We won it, you know, still in it. If we lost it, we were probably out of it. And there's a lot of young guys in there not playing first team regularly who want to represent Quins and win something in a Quins jersey.
This is the great advantage of this LV Cup, isn't it, James, really? It gives a huge opportunity for guys like yourself who are knocking on the door for regular first-team rugby chances with Quins. And it's great also to see on Friday that I think it was either 14 or 18 of that 23 that started had actually came through the excellent Harlequins Academy or are actually still involved in that academy. I mean, that's fantastic, isn't it, for the club?
An outstanding stat to have written down. It's what Quins are about. It's what a lot of English clubs are about, which is always good to see. There's a lot of young English talent and guys coming through the academy system, and that's what it's all about, really. You want to have a chance to make it, and if you're in an academy system, you actually do. And to get a bit of first team rugby to play with guys who are playing regular first team games and against guys who are playing regularly in the Premiership and whatever the Welsh Premiership and the Rambo, you know, it's a good test, and it's nice to see where you stand and, you know, have a good crack and show the coaches that you can make that jump up and you can make those improvements and overall, you know, have some fun, play a bit of first team rugby.
And as well, it's a step up from playing A-League rugby also.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the A-League a really good starting point. It's quicker than, you know, your loan clubs and this and that. So to go up again where things are quicker, everyone's a little bit bigger, you know, you've got less time, more physicality. You know, you want to test yourself and you want to get involved. So, yeah.
You can only do your own first team chances. A power of good, James. as I mentioned before, a couple of tries for you on Friday as well. And if you keep on putting in standout performances like Friday, then there's always a chance that door can open, can't it, and get into that very strong starting 15 for Queens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with Chris Robshaw going away and Luke Wallace knocking on the door for England, there's not many guys around in the back row, and it's the same at any club. The international window and the LV Cup gives you a chance to prove yourself and show that you're good enough to try and play in the Premiership and try and have a go. That's what it's all about. All the guys at Queens want to play, whether you're in the academy or you're in regular first team. You want to be playing and you want to show that you're good enough to play and that you deserve a chance, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, most definitely. So the LV Cup now takes a back seat now, as you say, for a month or so, and it's back to Premiership action now, and this coming Friday. It's going to be a difficult trip for Queens. They go down to the West Country, to King's Holm.
Yeah.
Always a difficult place to play for rugby, most definitely. Very good home crowd there as well, James.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big test for you guys, isn't it, against Gloucester?
Fashion. We started and finished the European games in good fashion as well. With two wins, we've won one out of the two LV games, so we've got to have a bit of confidence going into this Friday. It's going to be a tough old game, as I'm sure it always is, going down to Gloucester with the home crowd and bits and bobs. If we want to be contenders for the Premiership to win and play in the final, then you've got to go and win at places like King's Holm and the likes of that. So. Yeah, there's a huge amount of confidence going into it, but we know Gloucester's going to be a tough game. So we've got to start how we finished on Friday night.